Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. I am Gayle, your Chorus Call operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Quest Holdings conference call and live webcast to present and discuss the full year 2024 financial results. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Quest Holdings management. Gentlemen, you may now proceed.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alexandros Roustas. I'm the Investor Relations Officer of Quest Holdings, and as usual, I'm sitting here with our CEO, Mr. Apostolos Georgantzis, and our CFO, Mr. Marcos Bitsakos. Today, we are here to present you the 12-month period of 2024 financial results and answer your questions. Now, we'll give the microphone to Mr. Marcos Bitsakos for his opening remarks.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Marcos Bitsakos, Quest Group Chief Financial Officer. One more interesting year came to a close for our group, with challenges and successes that shaped 2024. While we faced geopolitical crises, supply chain disruptions, high energy costs, and reduced consumer purchasing power, we also made new investments in Intelli and Ben Rubin, among other strategic moves, such as the partial divestment in the courier segment. The year was particularly challenging up until August. However, we managed to end strong, with a remarkable sprint in the last quarter of the year, resulting in record-breaking achievements in consolidated revenue, EBITDA, and earnings before tax. I would like to highlight now a few key factors that contributed to this success. First, the two companies that joined our group mid-last year, namely IQT Romania and Epaphos, positively impacted our financial performance, contributing to the results for the full 12-month period. Second, iStore expansion. Our Apple retail chain opened three additional points of sale in Kifisia, Agia Paraskevi, and Ioannina, bringing our total to 18 stores across Greece and Cyprus. Last, our public business unit in Unisystems benefited significantly from governmental IT projects related to the EU Recovery Fund, which contributed to a rise in revenue. Furthermore, in mid-2024, we distributed a dividend of 0.22 per share, totaling approximately 23 million euros. Now, let us dive into the numbers. In the 12-month period of 2024, total consolidated revenues reached approximately 1.3 billion, reflecting an 11% increase compared to last year. This growth was driven by the commercial sector, including IQT Romania, which began operations in mid-March last year. Our consolidated EBITDA, amounting to 91.7 million, is 10% higher from last year. Consolidated earnings before tax reached 64.9 million, showing a year-over-year improvement of 10.3%, recovering from a significant decline of -14% in Q1 of 2024. Lastly, earnings after tax and non-controlling interest reached 49.1 million, marking a 9.6% increase compared to 2023. Speaking of the full year's performance, it is worth mentioning some interesting KPIs. The EBITDA margin of the whole group remained stable at 6.9%, consistent with 2023, despite the reduction in Apple wholesaling gross margins. Return on equity, ROE, for the entire group stood at 22.3%. We reduced day sales outstanding to 41, down from 49 in the previous year. The average stock days were 39 days. and the average payment days to suppliers was 42. Our capitalization at the end of the year reached 642 million, a 6.6% increase compared to the previous year, and 132% growth over the last 5 years, starting 2020. Quest Group finished 2024 with net cash of 82 million, compared to net debt of 17 million at the end of 2023. The increase in net cash is primarily due to a 77 million cash injections into the holding company from the sale of 20% of ACS shares to GLS. Additionally, our planned capital expenditure, our CAPEX, was significantly lower than initially budgeted due to the delay of Ben Rubi's cash outflow from December 24 to January 25. This adjustment further contributed to the strong year-end cash balance. So I will pass you now over to Alexandros, and he will give us the sector overview.
Thank you, Marco. Now, diving deeper into our segments, we observe that the commercial activity segment, consisting of 10 companies, InfoQuest, iSquare, iStorm, Quest Online, ClimaQuest, YEV, Focus, Team Candy, IQT Cyprus and Epaphos, continued to grow by roughly 11% at the sales level, while EBT increased by 6% year-over-year. And EBT was affected, of course, by the higher interest rates. IT services sector sales, consisting mainly of Unisystems, also improved by roughly 13%, while its EBT grew by 9.4%. Demand for IT services remains strong, driven by the high number of digital transformation projects of the private and public sector. Roughly 50% of sales stem from international activities. Postal services, that is ACS, grew by roughly 5% in sales and 8% in EBT. Growth is primarily driven by the rate of expansion of e-commerce, although at a slower than expected pace during 2024. Despite this, the company is estimated to have increased its market share during the same period. Last but not least, Quest Energy segment sales also grew by 6.6% in sales, with improved profitability by 11.5%. Now let me pass over to Apostolos to provide the outlook.
Good afternoon from me too. I'm Apostolos Georgantzis, Quest Group CEO. Talking about 2024, though we started the year with the first quarter being weak, with a single-digit growth in sales and a drop in profitability, we have managed over the course of the remaining year to run with a double-digit growth pace in both sales and profitability. This led all our segments to grow during the 12-month period, while half of them presented double-digit growth in sales and profitability. This performance for the whole year was also in line with our prediction and guidance for a better second half of the year. Hence, the overall 12-month period was quite positive. Now going to the outlook per sector for the year we are in, 2025, this is as follows. Regarding the commercial activity sectors for the 2025 period, all year, we estimate growth in sales and higher growth in EBT, assisted by the acquisition of Ben Rubi and the gradual drop of interest rates. Regarding the IT sectors, the IT services sector, this segment is continued to be positively affected by the strong demand in IT services, while it has a high backlog of signed projects. This still exceeds 550 million euros. We therefore estimate that the growth pace of this sector will continue also in 2025. Going on the postal services sector and ACS, our estimation for the whole 2025 includes the continuation of the growth in sales and profitability, mainly driven by the growth of e-commerce. Finally, for the renewable energy production sector and Quest Energy, our estimation for 2025 is for similar results as those of 2024. Now, on a consolidated basis, our estimations for 2025 is for mild growth in revenues and higher growth in operational profitability, meaning EBITDA, which is also estimated to surpass 100 million. Quest Group, current cash position is solid. We have above 350 million in cash and available credit lines, this allowing us to continue our planned growth investments and to endure any hardships. Our investment plan for 2025 includes increased capex for growth investments that will surpass 55 million, out of which about half regards the acquisition of the 70% of Venrubi. Now, let me pass back to Alexandros.
Okay, that was our brief overview for 2024 full year, as well as the outlook for the full year. We are now happy to take your questions.
The first question is from the line of Svyriadi Natalia with Eurobank Equities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my questions and congratulations on the full year results. I was wondering if, I would start from the end, as you just mentioned your investments for this year, and I would like maybe if you could be a bit more clear on the growth investments. You said more than 55 million. You have already completed the acquisition of Venrubi, which was around 27 million, if I'm not mistaken. So this leaves us with around 25 to 30 million for capex for the remaining of the group. Where will this be fed through, and what are your capex plans for ACS? This is one question. I also have a question on if you see, well, obviously you said that the Q1 last year was a tough environment, so probably your comparables are quite good. But in the current environment, what about any supply chain disruptions, geopolitical crisis, and all these stuff that we also heard for 2024? What are your thoughts around this? I understand you cannot make any concrete comments since it's rolling down at the moment. And maybe if you could give us some insights on your dividend policy, how you decided to raise the dividend this much, and what we should expect going ahead. Thank you.
Natalia, thank you for your question. This is Markus Bitsakos speaking. I will answer your first and third question. I will start from the last one about our dividend. As you already know, we have announced that our board will propose to the General Assembly a significantly increased dividend of 30 cents per share, and the decision derives from the excess cash that our group have, especially after the sale of the 20% shares of ACS. This is why we decided, the board decided, to increase the dividend from 22 cents to 30 cents. So I hope that this answers your third question. Now, as far as your first about the CAPEX plan for 2025. As Apostolos said earlier, it's going to be in the range of 55 to 57 million for the entire group. It is significantly higher than the previous year. As I explained, this is due to the Venrubi acquisition, which will absorb close to 27 million. For Quest Holding, which is the mother company, we anticipate to absorb 29 million in total along with Venrubi. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the capex mainly concern ACS. ACS, we have allocated an amount of 20 million, for mainly to address the rollout of the boxes throughout the whole territory of Greece. So these are the main two elements of our CapEx: 29 million for acquisition for Quest Holdings, 20 million for ACS, and the remaining are spread among all other companies.
Oh, okay, great. Could you remind us how the target for the boxes, the lockers, if you have a target, you know, what's the target you would like to reach with this investment for ACS?
Yes, Apostolos will give you the details for this.
Okay, great.
Hi, Natalia. For the lockers, we're already rolling up quickly additional lockers, trying to have a full coverage of the country within the next couple of years. We'll already surpassed, as we speak, 800 lockers, and we expect by the end of this year to be at the levels of 1,500 lockers. Ending up after, let's say, a couple of two or three years from now, according to the demand that we see for this type of service, up to 3,000 lockers overall.
Oh, okay, great.
Now, going to the second question that you also have made about the any supply chain disruptions, it's true that we experienced over the last few days a duty war, especially originated by the U.S. We're closely following the what is happening. The immediate, let's say, direct effect for our businesses is quite limited, if not zero at the moment, because we are not a big trade partner of U.S. or U.S. products. But of course, we don't know how things would evolve in during overtime. Therefore, we're following what is happening, and we hope that this will gradually, let's say, stabilize at levels that would be not bad for the global economy. As far as we're concerned, with regard to U.S. tariffs, this, at least for the moment, from what we've seen, has a very limited direct relation with us or impact to us.
Okay, great. This is very clear. What is your dividend policy going ahead? Well, obviously the 30 cents was one-off. Should we expect this to go back to around, I don't know, a payout ratio or what it was before?
Natalia, I don't think that we are right now able to give you a concrete answer. So this is something that it's not yet decided. However, I would say that in general, you can rely, let's say, on the pace that Quest Group had over the last at least 3 or 4 years. You had a continuous increase, let's say, year after year, year over year, of the dividend distributed to our shareholders. So this is something that we aim to fulfill also in the near future.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are no further questions at this time. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Apostolos Georgatsis for any closing comments. Thank you.
Dear all, we'd like to thank you for your participation and the interest to our company and its prospects. We wish you to have all a nice afternoon. Goodbye.